Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The crime of closing al-Masjid al-Aqsa. Translated. Al-Raya newspaper issue 593, the 1st of April 2026, by Ustadh Abdul Hamid Abdul Hamid. More than a month has passed since the crime of closing the first of the two Qiblas and the third of the sacred masajid, the blessed Masjid al-Aqsa, where Muslims have been prevented from performing salah and i'tikaf, sharia seclusion, in a masjid in Ramadan. It is a prohibition unprecedented in decades under false pretenses and fabricated excuses. In the face of this heinous crime, we see no alternative but to convey the following points. Firstly, the crime of closing Masjid al-Aqsa is being committed while the Muslims in general remains passive and whilst their treacherous and complicit rulers remain motionless and even colluding. Meanwhile, the occupying Jews spare no effort or opportunity to undermine our sanctities, our deen, and our righteous sharia. The Jews are driven by their greed and dreams of building their alleged temple on the ruins of the blessed Masjid al-Aqsa. Secondly, the closure of al-Masjid al-Aqsa is one link in a chain, part of a larger scheme pursued by a Jewish crusader alliance, whose ultimate goal is to demolish al-Masjid al-Aqsa and build their alleged temple on its sacred ground. Thirdly, this crime of closing al-Masjid al-Aqsa is intended to subdue the feelings of Muslims and that they become accustomed to humiliation and subjugation and remain passive when their sacred sites and sanctities are violated and attacked. In conclusion, it is essential to reiterate the esteemed position of the blessed al-Masjid al-Aqsa among all Muslims and the sharia necessity for their armies to mobilize across the globe to defend and liberate it from its criminal occupiers, thus fulfilling the glad tidings of our noble Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said,
لا تقوم الساعة حتى يقاتل المسلمون اليهود فيقتلهم المسلمون حتى يختبئ اليهودي من وراء الحجر والشجر فيقول الحجر أو الشجر يا مسلم يا عبد الله هذا يهودي خلفي فتعال فاقتله إلا الغرقد فإنه من شجر اليهود.
The hour will not come until the Muslims fight the Jews, and the Muslims will kill them until the Jew hides behind a rock or a tree, and the rock or tree will say, O Muslim, O servant of Allah, there is a Jew behind me, come and kill him, except for the backthorn tree, which is one of the trees of the Jews. This will undoubtedly come to pass by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether through us or others. Let us hasten to alleviate ourselves in this world and the hereafter. Let us establish our khilafah, caliphate, implement our sharia law, protect our honor, safeguard our sanctities, and restore our glory. For such a case, let those who do good deeds strive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said,
وَاللَّهُ غَالِبٌ عَلَىٰ أَمْرِهِ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is predominant over his affair, but most of the people do not know. Central Contact Committee of Hizb al-Tahrir in the Wilaya, Syria. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.